Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. January draws to a close, and it's ended in defeat as Brayhead Clan went down by 3-2 to Hull Stingrays. It was a controversial winner by Zach Hervato in the third period, sealing a victory for the visitors, with the Stingrays leaving Glasgow with that win. The home team took the lead inside the opening 3 minutes when Matt Keith fired diagonally from the inside right across Hull netminder David Brown, sending the puck into the net. A fabulous pass from Neil Trim in a deep right position opened up Stephen Meyer, who went clear, made the shot, and the puck evaded Brown for Clan's second. The visitors pulled one back with Jordan Knott bundling the puck into the net from close range near the end of the first period. Hervato went close in the second session when his effort left Brayhead netminder Kyle Jones beaten, but the home fans could breathe again as the chance crashed off the bar. Hull turned the game around in the third period when Jordan Meyer got himself into space through the middle and roofed his shot into the top corner to tie the game at 2 apiece. But with 5 minutes to go, Hervato killed the game off for Omar Pasha's men. Brayhead had a grievance that a supposed interference call on Matt Keith never came. However, play went on. Hervato found himself through on Jones, firing the shot into the net, clinching a 3-2 win for the Hull Stingrays. We'll get reaction in just a minute. I'm now with the Hull Stingrays bench coach, Bobby McEwen. Bobby, a good night for you guys tonight.
Yeah, it's a fantastic night. Obviously, when you get a win, you're always happy, and it's a good performance for the boys. The boys played well.
That's it. Your players put in a lot of effort as well. You were on that bad run. Was it 3 defeats in a row or something? What was said before the game tonight to encourage that performance?
No, we just knew we were coming in here at the top of the table. They're there for a reason, because they're probably the best team in the league at the moment. But we knew we had to come in and play a road game, play disciplined, play smart, take our chances.
You've played well in the times I've seen you against Brayhead this year as well. What was the difference tonight? What made it count tonight?
It's just we know it's coming to that end of the season that we've got to do things now, and you've got to keep picking up points to make sure we make the playoffs. And this is what the players play for.
It's as cutthroat at the bottom as it is at the top as well. It's just a matter of fighting for every point, isn't it?
Well, that's the difference in this league. Again, last year it improved because from second to ninth, I think, was hardly any points. Again, this year, you look at the table again, it's close. Anybody can beat anybody in the night, and it's just again proved it tonight.
Consistency seems to be a problem for a lot of teams down at the bottom end of the table, including yourselves as well. How big a frustration is that?
It's very frustrating, but we knew we brought in a young team this year, a lot of first-time pros, and we knew there was going to be a learning experience for these guys, and they're showing up, they're starting to get there, and it's all part of their development as well, and it's part of the development of our club. We're a smaller team than the league, and yeah, we know where we are, but we'll keep battling away, and we'll keep, as the way I look at it, we've took points off top teams all year, so long may it continue.
How big a result is this for Hull Stingrays this year, in your opinion?
It's just another victory for us, to be honest. We'll take 2 points off anybody in this league, and if, you know what I mean, that's the way we've got to look at it.
Thanks very much, Bobby.
No problem.
Clan coach Ryan Finnerty joins me now. Ryan, the expression on your face says it all. Unhappy with that?
Yeah, pretty frustrated right now. Yeah, this wasn't good enough here tonight. We got off to the start we wanted, and then our second period killed us. It was probably terrible. You know, we just changed everything that was working in the first period, and for whatever reason we were making mistakes that we talked about. We talked about getting pucks deep, and we continued to turn pucks over and played right into their hand. They're a good transition team with good speed. So frustrated with the group right now. But we got to bounce back here tomorrow.
A lot of controversy about what proved to be the winning goal. We've got a view on that.
Sometimes you get what you work for, and yeah, it's tough, but you can't sit and blame refs. I mean, we put ourselves in that situation. You know, we put ourselves in a game, I think, that we could have broke open, and we let our foot off the gas. And you can't look at one reason for why we lost. You can only look inside the dressing room, inside ourselves here. And it's a tough call. Obviously, it's a questionable hit and turns into a goal, but we put ourselves in that situation.
It seemed to be, from my point of view, a lot more turnovers than we've seen for Brayhead Clan this season. You've just nodded there. You're obviously agreeing with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, we... you know, we that was one thing we talked about was making them play a 200-foot game, and we did the opposite tonight. So I'm frustrated right now because we didn't execute the game plan. We had what I felt was a pretty good one going in. We started well, and then we changed it here for whatever reason. And we don't have enough guys going right now. We can't rely on three or four forwards every night, and we got some guys that have consistently now for the past bit haven't been playing great that they need to pick it up, you know, because we can't afford to have any passengers for where we want to go. And right now we're struggling a bit here, but we'll find a way out of it.
When I spoke to you after the game last Sunday at Nottingham, you said that defeat wasn't a setback. Is this one?
Well, this is definitely a setback. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, you know. This one stings. This one hurts us. Anytime you lose at home, you know, it's a setback. And you know, Hull came in here shorthanded and they beat us. Right now, I think we're getting outworked. We got guys playing soft, and it's up to me to correct it.
You mentioned there about guys maybe hitting a bit of dip in form, perhaps at the wrong time of the season. How do you get them out of that?
Well, everybody's going to hit a dip in form. It's what you do with the puck, and it's what you do with in situations that you can manage that. And right now we're trying to overcomplicate things. We're trying to, you know, we're instead of just putting pucks deep, playing north and south here, we're playing high risk, and it doesn't suit us. Not our style, and guys are maybe trying to do a bit too much, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating for everyone right now. But like I said, you know, can't really feel sorry for ourselves right now. We gotta man up and go back to work and get back on it. We got a tough one tomorrow.
Matt Haywood returned to the ice tonight for the first time in 6-7 weeks. How do you think he done tonight?
I thought he played well. You know, his speed. You know, we miss his speed. He's got such good speed. Obviously, it's going to take him a bit, but we wanted to get him slowly going. And I felt he was playing better and better. So we kind of increased his ice time more than we planned to. And I thought he played well tonight. You know, he's a nice addition back in our lineup, and gives us options now. You know, he gives us options when guys aren't going. He gives us that 10th forward that we can slot in there.
Two defeats in a row. Does that make Dundee tomorrow a bigger game?
Well, I think they're all big games now. We got 14 games left in the league, so regardless of what happens, they're all huge games. You know, and as we talk to the guys after, if you can't handle pressure, then you're in the wrong business, and you're definitely at the wrong end of the table right now, because realistically she's a playoff game 7 now, 14, you know, it's tight and it's a game of inches. And like I said, I've been a part of championships teams. I've been a part of teams that have lost, that have finished second because of less wins and on equal points, and it's a game of inches now. So if guys can't handle pressure, then they're going to watch the guys that can, and that's kind of what we said. We're going to go with the guys that are going, and hopefully that's the whole squad. But right now we don't have time for anybody to play catch up. The niceness part is over. This is the kind of the business end of the season, and you're either on or you're either in or in the way, and that's kind of the mentality here tomorrow. And we'll see how we respond tomorrow. On the positive note, though, we typically respond well to this kind of. To these kind of nights, and we're going to need to bounce back tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thanks.
And that's the reaction from both camps on a night when Hull Stingrays defeated Brayhead Clan by 3-2. Well, for the next home game, it's a huge league game with a visit of Belfast Giants coming to Brayhead Arena next Saturday. That's the 7th of February 2015. Face-off is at 7 o'clock for that. Tickets are, of course, available now via Ticketmaster or by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can get those tickets directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. That's Belfast Giants coming to Brayhead Arena next Saturday, the 7th of February 2015 at 7 o'clock. Get those tickets via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or get them from the Brayhead Arena box office. Keep up to date with all the latest news at Brayhead Clan via the club's website, brayheadclan.com. Also find the club, the official club Facebook page, or find the club on Twitter at Brayhead_Clan. That's all from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications for tonight. Brayhead Clan losing by 3-2 to Hull Stingrays. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.